story is true. Milwaukee's Hometown Morning Show. Exposing hometown idiots. Dairyland's dumbasses.
Great moment there, dumbass.
I'm going to be taking the ambulance to Econolodge. Some sort of self-surgery to his genitalia.
Our cop is stuck inside the car wash and is unable to get out. We will be attempting premise to see if we can get someone on scene.
Court for a female verbal that's over with. They were fighting over a wiener dog, and one of the females burned the other female with a cigarette for shooting
her. I have a complaint, Southridge, that a small yellow party bus, about 14 males, got out and urinated in the bushes.
Checking on at 1046 at Webster and Deer, a city plow is actually calling in saying there's a semi in traffic that's refusing to move for the plow, and he may have given the city plow driver the finger.
10-4. What finger was it, my chance?
The red envoy. The male driver's going to be a front farming personator.
Here we go.
You dumbass.
Time for your Dairyland dumbass update. And we do have some that have been sent in by our Dairyland dumbass deputies. Want to thank Jessica, our deputy, for the first one. From the Walworth County Scanner. A family dollar store. Someone's roommate holding their cat for ransom. I repeat, family dollar. Someone's roommate holding their cat for ransom.
Uh-huh.
Update, cat has been released and returned to the owner. All right, thank you, Jessica. The next one is from Jared. Jared from Brown County. This happened 5 days ago. Brown County Hotel. Male calling 911, not giving a room number, saying that he is hiding under a bed. He took 30 animal tranquilizers.
Oh, what? Man.
Yeah. But the front desk has no one with the name registered there. The man told the call taker he wanted animal control to respond. He wanted to go back in the cages. He felt calmer there. They think maybe it was a prank call.
Okay.
So thank you, Jared, for sending that in. When we got this one in from Kristen out in Waukesha, this happened last Wednesday. The blotter out there, 10:43 a.m. An anonymous caller reports there is a rooster at an address on Arcadian Avenue. And it is making noise all day and night long. Police spoke with the owner, who was cooperative, and he said he, quote, plans to harvest the rooster for eating. He agreed it is too noisy and is aware future complaints could result in citations. Interesting. Harvesting being the key word.
Right. Yes. My dad would pick up illegal eggs that were fertilized and hatch them. And if there was a rooster in, that would blow his cover for having illegal chickens.
Oh.
So he'd have to whisk it off to an undisclosed location. And
well,
I think
where it lived on a farm.
Right.
Yeah.
With all the other roosters.
You know, with all the other roosters and puppies and stuff.
Right. Just enjoying life.
Yes, that's what they do. All right, next one is from Manitowoc. Man arrested in Trivers, Two Rivers, after fleeing from Manitowoc police. 26 years old. They noticed a vehicle speeding. And they pull him over, but he refuses to roll his window down more than an inch to speak with the officer. You know, that's not going to end well. The windows in the car were believed to be illegally tinted, so the officer went to grab his tint testing unit. Before the test could be administered, the man sped off on South 19th Street, Manitowoc. He was able to elude officers, but he was later arrested in Two Rivers. Racine is where we go for the next one. Man attempts to swallow marijuana during traffic stop.
What?
Yeah. They noticed in Racine there was a guy riding without his seatbelt on, so they pull her over. He's in the passenger seat. He's got a bottle of Gatorade, downs it. It says the officer saw him, quote, attempting to drink Gatorade and swallow something. When the officers asked the man what he was swallowing, he, quote, spit out a green leafy substance, which later tested positive for THC.
So he spit it out, and then they had to collect it and test it?
Yeah. And finally, this one was printed by the folks up in Green Bay. This week marks the 3-year anniversary as they flash back on previous crimes. 3 years that this one happened. Shawano Avenue complainant says being run over by a walker.
Woodside Road for a male that is intoxicated, being physical and verbal. He ran the complainant over with his walker and the complainant now with an injured foot.
Classic.
If you find a crime that fits, send it to us. Mornings at WKLH.com.